You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is out this week. Coming up, following a study on wolf hunting and poaching, our guest makes the case that culling plays a vital role in good conservation. But first, the musical Hamilton swept the Tony Awards last night, taking home 11 Tonys at the end of the night. Ron Chernow's mammoth biography started the ball rolling and inspired the eventual Broadway smash by Lin-Manuel Miranda. Today, Alexander Hamilton is seen as one of the coolest founding fathers, and his life story, from his humble origins to his fateful duel with Aaron Burr, makes studying history anything but dull. Our next guest is a Hamilton historian from here in Wisconsin. Eugene Testall joins us now. He's an assistant professor of history at UW-Platteville. Eugene, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks a lot, Veronica.
So what first got you into Alexander Hamilton?
Well, as you say, while I and many other historians don't always use the term founding fathers for a host of reasons, Hamilton himself, and especially his beloved Eliza, were some of those who absolutely adored that phrase, because Hamilton was very concerned throughout most of his life, and Eliza, well beyond his life, worked for his legacy to have him be a name that would be remembered. And so when we study early American history, some of these names from the American Revolution, names like Washington, Jefferson, Franklin, and Marquis de Lafayette, and Alexander Hamilton, these are names that come to mind.
There is something, it seems like, especially compelling about Hamilton's story, at least certainly in the Broadway version, but that duel with Aaron Burr is one factor, his humble origins. What is it, do you think, about that story that makes such good fodder for the stage and is just compelling to learn about?
Sure. Well, one thing I often like to say is that history is often stranger than fiction, and that's part of why we historians study it. And Miranda clearly already found that to be true in Chernow's work and other historians, and has then found Hamilton's story to be, again, stranger than fiction in his own writing. And so part of why I think this is such a compelling, moving, gripping, exciting musical is that the story of Alexander Hamilton is all of that. Also, what you said about what makes it good for theater, it's a rags-to-riches story. It has sex out of wedlock. It has war. It has spies. It has all these things that make for excellent drama.
So you mentioned that rags-to-riches part. Tell us more about that. Where did he come from?
Sure. Well, Alexander Hamilton was born on the island of Nevis in the British West Indies in 1757. And as the character Aaron Burr in Lin-Manuel Miranda's Hamilton says at the beginning of the piece and at other times, how does the bastard son of a whore become all these things, that gripping turn of phrase, in fact, that is Miranda's, but it comes from a statement that John Adams wrote to Benjamin Rush just 2 years after Hamilton was killed, where he said to think part of the legacy of Washington would be, quote, changed, quote, by a bastard brat of a Scotch peddler. So that much, many of us might feel that, most of that is just Manuel's, Lin-Manuel Miranda's brilliance, but part of that is ripped from this private correspondence of John Adams. And again, I think that's why not only has Miranda shown himself to be a very artful singer, producer, director, writer, even with his In the Heights in the late 90s, but here again, part of what makes this even more compelling, many would say, than In the Heights, is that he not only draws from personal experience and his love of hip-hop, but then he takes some of this history almost directly from primary documentation, which, again, for historians like me, gets us very excited and also then carries some of the important lessons of this early period of American history with it.
We're talking about the life of Alexander Hamilton right now with Eugene Tesdall, Assistant Professor of History at UW-Platteville. And it's always fun when you think about history and the figures that you learn about there to think about them as people. So if you were to describe Alexander Hamilton as somebody you knew, maybe a friend, how would you describe him to us?
Right. Well, this is, again, part of what Miranda gets right about Hamilton. As this is a piece of pop culture, invariably there's going to be romanticization and perhaps even dramatization, and Miranda has done that, but a lot of this is who Hamilton was. He was an obscure, illegitimate child from the Caribbean. He did make it to New York City in the fall of 1773 as an 18-year-old who had little more in his pocket than a letter of recommendation from a Presbyterian Reverend, Hugh Knox. And he thought that was going to get him into Princeton, the College of New Jersey. Instead, it didn't, and he soon found himself enrolled at King's College, which would soon or later become known as Columbia University. And so here again, these are things that many of my students here at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville and most of us, the theater-going public, we can relate to this, right? Hamilton didn't get into the first college he applied to, right? He started studying medicine and then decided to gravitate towards the law. So especially when talking about Hamilton to college students, we see that, unsurprisingly, they can relate much more to someone like Hamilton than, say, royalty or a flawless military strategist.
Well, we can't let you go without talking about that duel, that fateful duel with Aaron Burr. I mean, it seems kind of crazy just to think about it. Here's two influential, powerful figures in American government and, you know, history, politics at the time, and they duel. Can you tell us what happened that day and a little bit about how we got there? We probably don't have time for the complete story, but in essence, what happened?
Sure. So the musical also dramatizes this, and again, it doesn't need a lot of improvement, embellishment. So after the careers of Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton had intertwined for over two decades, on at dawn of July 11th, 1804, Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton and their seconds rode across to Weehawken, New Jersey, and there the quick story is Aaron Burr shot and killed the former Secretary of the Treasury, Alexander Hamilton. We do know, while speculation as to what actually was happening started almost instantly, we do know today that Hamilton fired first, that he fired at a branch about 20 feet above Burr's head. We think he meant to scare him. Perhaps he did scare Burr, and Burr, we think, probably meant to only glance off the right side or left side of Hamilton. But when he did, it ricocheted off a rib and then would kill him the next day under his doctor's care. And ultimately, this untimely death and the most famous duel in American history is part of why many people, like myself, have bothered to remember Hamilton. Had he become president, as he probably would have liked, or had his career not been marred by scandal, and ending in this dramatic duel, perhaps we wouldn't have this really moving and brilliant piece by Lin-Manuel Miranda today.
Eugene, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, and have a great day.
You too. That was Eugene Tesdahl, Assistant Professor of History at UW-Platteville, talking about the life and influence of Alexander Hamilton. And he's got a public lecture on Hamilton at the Carnegie Stout Library in Dubuque, Iowa, coming up. It's on Tuesday, July 11th at 6 p.m. on the 212th anniversary of that infamous duel that we were just talking about. The Broadway musical Hamilton picked up 11 Tony Awards this past Sunday.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I'ma get a scholarship to King's College. I probably shouldn't brag, but dag, I'm amazed and astonished. The problem is a lot of brains, but no polish. I gotta holler just to be heard with that.
I'm Veronica Rigger, and this is Central Time.
A shining piece of coal, trying to reach my goal. My power of speech, unimpeachable. Only 19.